Unit 3. Developing Vocabulary and Listening. Exercises 3 and 4.
Have you thought about your next holiday yet? The chances are you'll be spending it on a beach or visiting a nearby country. But what about your holiday in 20 or 30 years' time? Where will you be going on holiday then? Here to give us her predictions is Pippa West. So, Pippa, what can you tell us about holidays of the future?
Hello. Well, it'll come as no surprise if I tell you that a lot of us will be spending our holidays in space. At the moment, only a few rich people can afford it, but it's going to become much more common.
So, holidays on the moon, in other words.
Well, the first step will be to go to Earth's low orbit, in other words, 2,000 kilometres up. High enough to see the curve of the Earth and experience weightlessness. There'll be sky resorts up there. Then the next step will be to go to the moon. There are already plans to use 3D printing to build lunar hotels for people to stay in.
But people have been talking about space travel for quite some time now.
Exactly. But the other way to go, of course, is down. Under the sea.
Now, that's more unusual.
Well, it's not, in fact. There's already a hotel in Dubai that has rooms under the sea. There are wonderful views through the windows of fish swimming and underwater life. At the moment, it's very expensive. A room costs about 5,000 euros a night. But it'll get cheaper as more hotels are built.
Are there plans to build more hotels, then?
Yes. In Fiji, for example, they're going to build a complete underwater hotel with a restaurant and gym and everything. They planned it some time ago and they hoped to finish it in 2008, but it was delayed. I think because they underestimated the time and the cost. I'm sure they'll have finished it by about 2025, though.
And do you think people will want to go there?
Oh, yes. In fact, some people have already booked rooms. They'll have been waiting for their holiday for about 15 years when they eventually get there.
Oh, dear. But what about hotels on land for those of us who don't fancy being underwater? What are your predictions for these?
Well, the general idea seems to be to reinvent hotels, to make them much more comfortable and for a stay to be more personalised.
What do you mean exactly?
Well, one of the problems people have when they travel long distances is changing time zones. So the idea is to design hotel rooms to help travellers get over the discomfort of jet lag. There will be pillows that give you a massage to help you sleep and showers that have vitamin D in the water.
That sounds unbelievable.
And then, of course, you won't have to worry about going to the gym because in 10 years' time you'll be exercising in your room with your own virtual personal trainer.
So soon?
Yes. I mean, technology is advancing so fast now that things that seem improbable to us will be normal in a few years' time.
Okay, so what about alternatives to hotels? I know a lot of people prefer to rent an apartment when they go on holiday.
Yes, there will be changes there too. People are talking about an increase in so-called social travel.
And what's that?
It basically involves cooperation between ordinary people. So in about 10 years' time, apparently between 5 and 10% of us will be renting out our homes or rooms in our homes to travellers. It seems that people would rather get to know the locals than stay in a hotel.
Interesting. Well, that's all we have time for now. Thanks, Pippa.